So let's talk a little bit about the 2018 book. The theme was endless.
It
You want to
was
talk a little bit? Yeah, you want to talk a little bit about your inspiration for that theme, and then you have a unique set of experiences that you give your kids in the theme development process. I want to maybe talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, we'd found a graphic of an M that we thought was really cool, and in McKinney, M's are really important. So,
They're on almost every cover, right?
you're gonna find some M's if you look at the McKinney book.
Yeah.
So we found a really cool M, and the M was sort of created by this line that went around the shape of the M, and
Oh, right.
it was sort of an unending line, and when the line ended, there was an M there, sort of. So that graphic, they just fell in love with that. So they spent some time at a workshop, just thinking of what types of verbal items they could come up with related to that unending line. So they didn't want to do Limitless because they thought of the movie Limitless, but they just
Yeah.
started thinking of things like that, and Endless was what they landed on.
But literally, it was because I think I saw that. Literally, it was that one Pinterest
Yeah.
piece that was graphic, was the M that they spun the verbal out of that
Yes.
because that line was there. Really cool thing about that. I'm hoping that we'll have the ability to post some pictures of the book. What you did with the embossing, talk a little bit about that on the cover, how the M came out really subtly, but also really graphic as well.
Yeah, so we did some blind embossing on the cover of this sort of thin hairline that creates the M, sort of a kind of a loose version of that original graphic that we saw. On this special material that kind of has a little shimmer to it. I know there's a really specific name for it, but I'm still a noob and I don't know what it is. So anyways, it's
I
like
don't
kind
either, so yeah.
of okay, good.
I'm
But
not a noob and I
no.
definitely.
But it's just kind of, it's like a shimmery blue. It has almost kind of a mermaid effect, subtle to it.
Yeah.
So the blind embossing, it looks kind of beautiful on that material, I
Yeah,
think.
I'm holding the book right now and I'm, rubbing my hand over
Yeah.
the texture. And this is just one of those another example. You could never see this on a slide. You have to have the book in your hand. And it's one of those examples where the kids took a small idea and they were able to expand it to something even more beautiful than the inspiration. And that's one of the things I love about the whole yearbook process is, great kids can be inspired and then do something even better than the original.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. That's a good example of that. And that's a good story to
And
tell.
this cover is just it's just stunning, and I would only know that by having it in my hands to the quite the degree that it is. So well done, McKinney editors. It was fantastic. So another thing about the book I want to ask a little bit. What are some of the things in it that you are most proud of? If you had the book in front of you and you were going to show me a few things, what did you love in this book?
Wow. Okay, that's a big question for a
That's a
big
big
book.
order, yeah.
I think I'm probably, well, I don't want to say most proud because I'm proud of a lot. That was a hard yearbook to do because my Oglesby trained editors had to graduate.
You're right. So you're brand new. They're your people now, kind
They're my people. So it was kind
of.
of like being on a deserted island and you're sort of there
The boat was gone, right?
trying to
Wow.
figure out what to do next. So I think there's some incredible stories that I'm glad are in there. There's some stories about students who had endured some pretty significant struggles. And I was proud of the kids for choosing to highlight some of those things. There's also a lot of fun, playful things in the book. So it's kind of an interesting journey you go on, I think, as you go through the book, because there's everything from looking at screenshots of people's phone, lock screens.
Yep, that, I love that one.
And then on the next page, you might learn about a girl who, you know, helps her mother, her single mother, pay their bills by working a full-time job while going to high school, and just what that's like. So there's something for everybody in there, writing-wise.
Yeah. I love the one about the laptops and the stickers.
Yes.
That are on the laptops. That spread, it's so visual, but it just says 2018. It'll never quite be the same when stickers, you know, it was either on the cups, whatever those are called. I never can remember the name.
Oh,
but
the Yetis or whatever.
The Yetis or whatever. Those in my school, stickers were everywhere on those. But your spin was a lot of your kids have laptops and they have all those stickers. And I suspect kids will go back for 20 years and remember the stickers and look at them. And, you know, because literally it's like a visual feast of cool graphics and really speaks to the personality of the kid. So,
yeah, I think that was interesting too. And we actually tried to do the exact same concept with like water bottles. But then finally somebody realized, well, we're a one-to-one high school, so every student has a laptop and they're all covered in stickers. So why aren't we doing
that? That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then the other one about t-shirts I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun too.
And then what you did with those that I thought were interesting, and you did it with the art spread as well. You had no margins on the pages. You went out to the four corners and bled everywhere for those.
Yeah.
How did you decide to do that? Because are there two of those or three of those?
There's
how many of those?
Several of those.
Yeah.
I don't have to go back and count, but that was part of their theme concept for Endless was we're going to bleed content all over the place. We're going to bleed headlines and things that you're really not supposed to bleed. going to try it. So they wanted to take that risk and illustrate the Endless theme.
No, I thought the design was brilliant. The one with the art is one of the nominees for the NSBA Design of the Year contest, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
As is your theme package?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, you know, good job for sending that stuff in and getting your kids the recognition. I think too many advisors, you get so crazy at the end of the year, you don't send all that stuff in. But
yeah, I think a lot of advisors are, especially ones who haven't won yet, send it in because you never know. I mean, I was surprised to receive those nominations. Not because I didn't think it was great work, just because there's so much great work out there. You just never know.
No, right.
Yeah.
And just, I love one of the things that I preach all over the place when I'm talking about design of a book is the idea of visual variety, so that literally when you turn from one page to the next, it's like, oh, that's new. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And you guys did a tremendous job of bringing in all that variety that makes your book just so interesting to flip through and then to go back and read and then to discover new things as you go through it. So they just did a tremendous job of that. And then the other thing that's kind of interesting to me is great use of white space and negative space. But then you do something really interesting with the captions. You don't ever like overly pack too many captions into one place. You pretty much took a traditional caption touches the photo kind of approach, which that was really fresh to me as well. So they did some really cool, neat things, but they did some old school things too, which I thought was great.
Oh, it was interesting to hear that analysis. You told me some things I never even thought about.
Yeah. Your kids just did a great, and I was lucky enough to sit in your room and see some of this stuff happening. And it's just amazing to see where you went from, say, October to the end of the year and the level of sophistication your kids developed throughout the year. I do have to ask, I've never asked you this question, I have to know. The Things Change spread with those incredible drawings on the bottom of the spread.
Yeah.
Where'd those come from?
So those were drawn by Lexi, who is the
our
queen. Yes, she was an editor last year, and she's our queen bee editor this year that I was just talking about.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Ooh, good things to come.
Yeah. Well, it'll be she's incredibly talented. She actually took pictures of a few of the girls on yearbook staff and some other people at McKinney High School and just sort of drew representations of those photos. So she tried to kind of make adjustments where you couldn't tell who it was, but we know.
were they pen and ink, or were they done on a Wacom tablet, or how?
Yeah,
they
were
done
on a tablet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sure and get that spread up that people can look at. It's really amazing. You know, one of the things in my career, you know, you always told students to shy away from hand-done art because it was often so poorly done, and you could have an elegant book and, you know, third grade art. But I mean, across the country with some of the doodle books and all that stuff, incredible hand-done work by students.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just thrilled that we're starting to see more of that, and just kind of having another medium of expression for our kids. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and in this case especially, it was important that, you know, we didn't want to have a photograph or anything where it was a whole spread about the Me Too movement, which was kind of an interesting decision in itself, but we didn't want to, we didn't want to identify any students in a photograph. So,
but what for everybody out there, again, you had to have that spread for me for it to be a real true 2018 book, because that was everywhere and it affected everyone. And that needs to be part of the story that we tell.
Yeah. The kids felt very strongly about that, especially Neelam, who was the writer on that story.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's amazing.
Yeah.